Radio Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents high school volleyball.
Near side attack, dugout back row by Bailey Mueller, and sent across there by Boudreaux. Returned into the net, but punched out of there by Cremosta. Minden with it. Short set right side. Tipped it across for the termination. Monica Pence.
Today, it's live coverage of the Kearney Catholic Triangular featuring Minden, Gibbon, and the host stars. High school volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Here is the set. Starosic. Schultes tips it across. Picked up by James. Connor sets back. She finds Mestel again. It's tipped and a kill. Michaela Mestel with her seventh kill. The Stars are rolling. That is nine in a row.
Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor picked up career win 400 in the season opener and hopes her top-ranked Stars can add two more in the win column tonight against Gibbon and state-rated Minden. It's the Kearney Catholic Try coming up next, but first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from new Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show for our premier match tonight in the Kearney Catholic Volleyball Triangular between C1 top-ranked Kearney Catholic and C1 fourth-ranked Minden, two teams that have been very strong over the last decade. Of course, both have been into the state championship here the last 5 years, finishing second, and now hoping to make a move, but what a tough district they're in, as everyone that is a fan of these teams knows by now. But tonight, the first true test for Kearney Catholic, while Minden coming off a tight, tough loss to Grand Island Central Catholic at the Minden Invite Championship on Saturday, sets at 4-1. Kearney Catholic at 2-0 after both teams defeated Gibbon earlier tonight. The Stars 25-7, 25-16, Minden 25-11, and 25-13. It has been a long time since the Whippets have found a way to defeat the Stars. There have always been some good competitive matches, but Kearney Catholic over the years has always found a way to win those. And at any of those times, I don't remember the Stars being ranked number one. Will that be the ranking that Minden needs to see tonight to give them that little extra spark and pull what would be a mini upset here this evening and really open up the top of Class C1, because number two, Grand Island Central Catholic, and number three, Columbus SCOTUS, are playing on Thursday night. So early tests for these teams, and we should see a great one here tonight. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups for Kearney Catholic and Minden right after this on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Plenty of volleyball going on around the area tonight in duels. St. Cecilia's at Adams Central, Lincoln Southeast at Grand Island, Blue Hills at Silver Lake, Amherst is at Bertrand in some of the top matchups. Also tonight, triangulars going on at Overton, Franklin, Ravenna, Kennesaw, Ansley, Cambridge, just a few of the stops with some of the top volleyball teams in the area. And now it's time for us to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. First off, for the visitors from Minden, their service rotation begins with number 10, a 5'10 junior, Sydney Stadler. Number 4, 5'6 freshman, is Allie Rouse. Number 11, 5'8", senior, is Hallie Bauer. Number 8, a 5-foot sophomore, Anisha Keene. Number 15, a 5'8", junior, Elena Boudreau. And number 13, a 5'9", sophomore, Carly Bauer. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Radke, Chris Ostermuehr, and Lori Schlutz. 4-1 on the season. Their wins so far have come against Lexington, Valentine, Ainsworth, and Gibbon, with the loss to Grand Island Central Catholic. They are ranked fourth in Class C1. For Kearney Catholic, they'll start with number 1, a 5'6", junior, Michaela Mestel. Number 14 is a 6-foot junior, Megan Anderson. Number 11 is a 5'10 senior, Ellie Conley. Number 2, a 5'9 senior, Haley McKelvey. Number 7, a 6'1 junior, Bailey Sokolowski. And number 5, a 5'7 sophomore, Shayla Connor. The Stars will use a libero, 5'4 freshman, Morgan Studi, wears number 23. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars with 401 career victories is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Brad Childress, and Lisa Sokolowski. They're 2-0 on the season with wins over Loup City and Gibbon, ranked number 1 in C1. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll be back with the start after this.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Well, Kearney Catholic will be tested here a couple of times this week, not only tonight, but they have their Kearney Catholic invite coming up this Saturday. And some great teams, no fewer than four teams out of the eight are ranked in the top 10. Kearney Catholic will play Sutton at 11:15 Saturday, then either get state-rated Concordia or conference rival Ravenna in the second round. On the other side of the bracket, state-rated Ord will play Heartland, and state-rated Hastings St. Cecilia will play Gibbon. That's all coming up on Saturday. Right now, we're ready to get our match underway. Minden in the purple jerseys with the white trim will move from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. Kearney Catholic will have the white jerseys with the green trim. They will move from right to left, and it looks like they have won the opening toss here. And Michaela Mestel will serve it away to get this varsity match underway. Best 2 out of 3, playing to 25, of course, and you got to win by 2 if you're just getting ready for another season. We're underway, and Mestel fires it across into the back row to Boudreau, set to the outside, Bauer. Her attack is picked up by the libero, Studi, who sets to the outside. McKelvey's attack down and good, and Kearney Catholic has point number 1. Should be a pretty high-intensity match here this evening. And Kearney Catholic will draw first blood. So Mestel now to serve it away again. Just floats it over, and that little floating cloud falls to the ground for an ace serve. The old cotton candy serve, not much in it, but it got there, and it's 2-0. Mestel, who was on fire against Gibbon, had 18 service points in that match. Here she fires a line drive into the back row to Bauer. Rouse gets it up to Hallie Bauer. Off the block, free ball. It'll be tipped over by Anderson, but played here by the Whippets, who go to Bauer, and she can't get it over. Bauer and Peterson were huge. Both had double-digit kills against Gibbon. Just a little too much on the overswing there. And it's 3-0 Kearney Catholic to start this match. And a line drive ace. Mestel moved around and found the line. Nobody's going to pick that up. I don't care what class you're playing in. That was very close to the perfect serve by Mestel. And she's ready to go again. Moving it around this time to Hallie Bauer. And they're running around just to get the ball to Rouse and pushed across. Free ball. Connor sets middle. Quick attack. Kearney Catholic has come out on fire. Megan Anderson. And will Ed Rouse use a timeout right here? It is 5-0, and all very quickly. He gets off the bench but does not take the timeout, and the Stars are ready to play with another ace serve. 6-0. Not the start Ed Rouse wanted, and he'll have to use a timeout. So on the road, Minden can't get into the service column yet, and it's 6-0 Stars. We'll be right back.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Out of the timeout, we've got a point underway with the Stars leading 6-0. The attack by McKelvey is going to be off a body and goes out of bounds, but is run down and Minden returns. Slide for the Stars, and it's driven home by Megan Anderson. Her second kill, and Kearney Catholic coming out with Mike Tyson like fury here. It is up 7-0. So Minden has got to find a way to pick themselves up off the canvas here and get things turned around. Line drive into the corner. Bauer has it. Rouse sets. Hallibauer from the 10-foot line. Off the tip. It's picked up there by Mestel. Middle attack. Driven across Anderson. Down and good. And everything going the way of the Stars at the beginning of this match. 8-0. The intensity is there on both sides, but quickly being lost by Minden when they can't get a point. And now a service error by Mestel, who started the match with 8 in a row, will give it over to the Whippets, and Chelsea Miller will come in to serve. Bailey Peterson will rotate into the front row. Keene will check out along with Sydney Stadler. So Minden has spotted Kearney Catholic, the 8-0 lead, now 8-1. Can they get a little something going here on their first serve? And Chelsea Miller clips the tape, and it's an ace serve. It threw it off enough that Mestel couldn't play it, and an ace serve for Miller. Exactly what Minden needs here after a rough start. And Miller again. Strong line drive serve. Back corner, it's played by Mestel. Connor to the 10-foot line. Conley is blocked up front by Peterson. It is a struggle, but they get it back over. And down in the corner, Mestel just goes up in the middle of nowhere and hammers it down. All Connor was trying to do was get it back into the court. And Mestel took a chance and gets her first kill. Side out, Kearney Catholic. 9-2, and the freshman with the big jump serve is Studi, and she's got an ace. She was in the far right corner, flew it all the way to the left sideline middle, and barely getting a hand on it was Minden, and that is going to be the fourth ace already here for Kearney Catholic. Studi's serve. Just a freshman is a strong one again. Hallibauer backs up to get it. Set middle, Peterson off the tape. One arm save of the back row by Mestel. Here's a slide right side, Conley. Good look. Picked up by Boudreaux. Rouse sets outside Bauer. Halley around the double block. He's dug out by Studi. Kearney Catholic gets it on the wing. Tips it across with McKelvey. Rouse with the setter dump, but picked up by the Stars. Trying to stay out of the net. Sokolowski finishes. Good job by Shayla Connor to keep out of the net and get it up there for Bailey Sokolowski to get her first kill. 11-2, Kearney Catholic. Opening set of this top five matchup. And Studi to fire again. They want her off that line with the powerful serve. Handled well by Bauer. Rouse goes back to Halley. Good look. Termination. Yes. Boy, a couple of arms got on it, and it ended up in the Kearney Catholic net. But they couldn't dig it out and get it over. And Bauer gets the first kill of this match for Minden. 11-3, and Rouse now to go back and serve it away. And Allie Rouse with the serve. Over to Studi, a pair of freshmen there. To the outside, Sokolowski drives it over. The dig is made by Miller. And it's going to be taken over off the back foot by Hallibauer. Connor sets slides, Sokolowski right side, hammers it off the block and gets the kill. Second kill for Bailey Sokolowski. With Allie Rouse, the freshman, if you missed it earlier, something you don't see very often, all three coaches tonight had their daughters in the starting lineup. Rouse here for Minden. Connor for Kearney Catholic, and of course Godverson for Gibbon earlier tonight, as Ali Prasoski, another freshman, checks in and fires an ace. The Stars have three freshmen on the varsity roster in Studi, Prasoski, and Paige Herbert. And it's now 13-3. And a serve just got across. Picked up by Boudreaux. Set middle. Bauer's going to try something different. The dig is made by Prasoski. Ends up in the back row. Messel takes a swing and puts it in the net. Attack error by the Stars. Will give the ball over to Minden. Make it 13-4. And to serve it away is going to be Hallie Bauer. Hallie serve. Overpass. Free ball. Dumped down by Carly Bauer. Second kill for Minden. 13-5. So again, since that 8-0 start by Kearney Catholic, we've played the last 10 total points, even 5 each. Minden trying to cut into the lead. The serve over to Studi. Pass a little bit off the mark. Set a little bit off the mark. And the attack ends up in the net. So three in a row by Minden, trying to turn the tide here at 13-6. Strong serve that time. Kept Kearney Catholic off balance. A soft serve this time. Again, the pass not very good. Studi from the back row drives it across. Minden to the outside for the 10-foot line. Carly Bauer over. Mestel with the dig. Here's the set outside for McKelvey. She goes angle attack. Overpass, but out of bounds just barely. Kearney Catholic bailed at the last second. And McKelvey with her second kill. That would have been a big point had that fallen on the line, kept the momentum going for Minden. Instead, it's back to an 8-point lead, and McKelvey to serve here for the Stars at 14-6, game one. Backpedaling to get it is Chelsea Miller. And from the back row, Bauer sends it deep. Carly is out of bounds. 15-6 Stars, and obviously the difference between the given match for both teams and this one is a stronger serving. Minden had an easy time handling the serves in the first match, not here. McKelvey's serve. They've all been pretty strong. Peterson and Boudreaux, nobody knew who it was for. They end up tipping it across, and a free ball there for Sokolowski to tip it down along with Connor. And Connor, with the setter tip, is going to get the kill. 16-6. And McKelvey looking for three in a row. Fires it down the middle. Mishandled. Bauer runs it down. Carly's going to take a big swing from way off the net. Overpass by the Stars. Joust at the net. It's on Kearney Catholic side. Tipped over by Sokolowski. Minden has to run it down. Back row attack. Hallie Bauer. Not a lot on it. Studi picks it up. Short set goes over the net, and Kearney Catholic's in the net. Connor sent that one a little wide. And now Studi has to come out. I don't know if there's a contact there. They're running to the concession stand for something. I didn't see what happened, but some substitutions here on both sides. Paige Herbert comes in. Coach Connor was talking about her incredible vertical for just a freshman. Saw a little bit of that in the warm-ups. And in for Minden is Nicole Stewart to serve. She's a 5'6 junior. And as all the folks get set, it's 16-7 Kearney Catholic, and the serve by Minden is across. Takes it at Prasoski to the middle. Mestel tips it over the block and gets the kill. Her second. She'd been stuck in the back row for a while and gets the ball back, and into the lineup will be Megan Anderson, and Herbert checks out. They had to get somebody in there for Studi, who might have a bloody nose. And she comes back onto the court but is not back into the game. Here's the serve across. Boudreaux with the attack is strong. She's got a big swing we've seen tonight, but hasn't been able to get a whole lot of them in play, or those that have been picked up. So Studi took one in the noggin, and she's out with a bloody nose. As the serve is across by Sokolowski, Minden returns it. Problems for the Stars, and they cannot get it back across. And the kill for Minden is going to go to Bauer. Hallie with just her second, and Minden cuts it to 10, but they have been down the whole game after an 8-0 start for the Stars, 18-8. And Boudreaux with the serve. Line drive picked up by Prasoski. Good pass to Connor. Anderson on the left side terminates. Fourth kill for Megan Anderson. And Minden just can't get anything going on the serve. Back into the ballgame, Conley for the Stars. Back to serve is going to be Connor. Coach Chris Connor trying to take a look at what happened over there to Studi, who still they are trying to attend to. Back row attack, Hallie Bauer can't get it over. It is very apparent that Minden is definitely out of routine and has been the whole game here, and Coach Ed Rouse is going to take a timeout. Kearney Catholic 20, Minden 8. 20-8, Kearney Catholic. We'll take a break. Be right back.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor, designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction, specializing in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Rick and Tim to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Time for the Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac's model year-end closeout. During Midway's year-end closeout, we're joining savings with the Chevy model year-end wrap-up to offer even more. With 0% financing for up to 60 months, or up to $8,000 off, plus 3.9% financing on new 2011 Chevy Silverados. For Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac on 2nd Avenue East in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. On select models, 0% in lieu of cash back with approved credit. See dealer for details.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Cope Gymnasium. Out of the timeout, it is Kearney Catholic to serve. The attack in the middle by Stadler, blocked up front by Anderson, but Minden digs and passes it back across. 20-8, your score. Right side attack, Conley down and good. The Stars, eager for their first challenge of the year after easy wins in their first two matchups, and they are not disappointing the coaches right now. Minden has to be somewhat in shock here as Connor serves it across. Rouse sets outside Carly Bauer, blocked up front by Anderson. Dig is made by Keene. They go to Bauer again, rolls it off the block. Connor dig, Conley set. Anderson just punches it over. And Minden has finally a chance maybe at a free shot, but the set is off the mark there because Rouse had to take the dig. She couldn't set it, but the Stars do make an attack there and give the point to Minden. So the Stars were out of system on that defensive play, and it turned around and ended up being a Minden point. And back to serve it away will be Carly Bauer, but 21-9, Kearney Catholic. Jump serve, mishandled, ace serve, 21-10. So a couple of ace serves here in this first set. And very important, Minden's just got to find some kind of a rhythm here. It's only game one. Be no surprise if this went three sets, but Minden's got to get that rhythm going. And again, the serve received not handled all that well. McCann to the back row to Sokolowski, and over it goes. Rouse set on the slide, kind of a mini slide in the middle there to Stadler. Stars pick it up, go to Conley, tips it over the double block, and in the net on Minden. Point Stars, 22-10. And re-entering the game is Haley McKelvey. And we go back to the first server, Michaela Mestel, who made it 8-0 to start this match. She needs three here to finish this first set. And her jump serve is going to be on the back line all the way to the back wall. And Minden, great job by Bauer. That's about a 40-foot pass. And at the net, it's going to be driven home by Anderson anyway as she throws it through the block for her fifth kill. Great hustle by Bauer. She was scraping her knuckles on the back wall. Mestel serves an ace, her fourth of the match. And it is game point for Kearney Catholic at 24-10. And ready to serve it one more time. Here is Michaela Mestel. She has 10 points in this game from the service line. Floats a soft one across to Bauer. Rouse sets it up. Halley on the attack. Nice dig in the back row that time by Sokolowski, but not good enough to keep it alive and give the kill to Halley Bauer. Just her third, and Minden will serve until this game is over. And Chelsea Miller, who had an ace serve the first time, is back there, but it's 24-11, Kearney Catholic. And Minden on the serve. Miller fires it deep middle. Sokolowski pops it up and hits the basketball, but Standard stays right there. Stars have to just pass it over. Free ball here. Here is the outside Halley Bauer, and she'll take it off the tip, and it was out of bounds. So a point for Kearney Catholic. They said it hit the antenna before the tip, and it will be Kearney Catholic winning the opening game in big-time fashion over Minden, 25-11. We'll tell you how it happened with the numbers right after this on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an
ow,
tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And we're back here at Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you exciting high school sports throughout the season. Right now, let's take a look at the opening numbers, game numbers here. And Minden got an ace serve from Chelsea Miller. Hallie Bauer, 2 service points, 3 kills. Carly Bauer, an ace serve and 1 kill. And that's it. 4 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves for Minden. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Vestal, 10 service points. 4 of them were aces, 2 kills. Haley McKelvey, 2 service points, 2 kills. Morgan Studi, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. Shayla Connor, 2 service points, 1 kill. Bailey Sokolowski, 1 service point, 2 kills. Ellie Conley, 1 service point, 2 kills. Ellie Conley, 1 kill. Megan Anderson, 5 kills. Allie Prasoski, an ace serve. 13 kills, no ace blocks, but 6 ace serves for Kearney Catholic, and they win the opening set 25-11. We'll be back with game 2 of this top 5 matchup after this on Classic Hits.
Protein Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteindesign.com.
Weekend mornings are hard to wake up and get going. So Sportsman's Restaurant is giving you a reason to get up and get to Gibbon for a full breakfast menu Saturdays from 6 to 10, and all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet and fresh fruit bar on Sundays for only $5.95. And as if that's not enough to make the short drive to sunny downtown Gibbon, Sportsman's is doing a Sunday brunch buffet from 11 to 2 for only $7.95 as well. Sportsman's, giving you a reason to get up this weekend.
Don't forget, high school football action comes your way Friday night here on Classic Hits as the Kearney High Bearcats take on the Grand Island Islanders. And on ESPN 1460, the Kearney Catholic Stars take on the North Platte St. Pat's Irish at Miles Field. 6:30 pregame kickoff at 7 in both contests. This Friday night, can Minden get things turned around after falling behind 8-0 in the opening set and never really being a factor? They'll get to serve it first here to start the second set. And Carly Bauer will fire it across on a strong serve. Stars handle middle. Mestel rolls it off the double block. Great dig that time by Bauer with full extension. Got her hand underneath it. We're still playing. Set to the outside. This time Mestel hits it out of bounds. It's on the antenna. Point Minden, and they've got their first lead. Great take that time by Carly Bauer to keep that point alive, though. The sophomore standing in there and getting the job done. Serve across by Bauer. Fires it down the sideline. Mishandled, a serve. Minden 2-0. That's the second ace serve for Carly Bauer here tonight. Stars will drop back 4 defensively. And Bauer, who has that little run and then a toss on a true jump serve with a mini jump, if you will. McCann in the back row with the dig. Set to the outside, Anderson. Handled Minden. They'll go outside. Hallie Bauer, termination. 3-0 Minden. So maybe Minden says, whatever you did in the first set, we can do in the second set. And they jump out 3-0. But how big a lead can they get? Coach Chris Connor off the bench trying to adjust a little bit defensively to the changes that Minden has made, but they put it in the net. That's how the run ended in the first set, but Mestel had 8 in a row. Here Bauer can get 3. It's 3-1. And back into the front row, Haley McKelvey, and it will be Michaela Mestel to serve it away for the Stars. Big, powerful serve is just off the back line, out of bounds. That's a tough one to let go because it's right at your shoulders, about 6 feet away, and it just missed. So the teams exchange service errors, and back to serve it away will be Chelsea Miller. 5'5 senior, one of three seniors on this Ed Rouse coach team. Takes it over to Studi, to Connor. High to the outside, McKelvey down and good. Bailey with her third kill, and it's 4-2. The opening set went to Kearney Catholic, 25-11. Both teams swept Gibbon earlier tonight. And back to serve it away is Morgan Studi after being out. Either had a bloody nose or a cut and missed about half of that first game, but she's back, serves it across, and the Stars will block up front, either in the net or a block. And I think we're going to give credit for a block there to Sokolowski teaming up with Haley McKelvey. Point for the Stars, and Studi to serve. Morgan jump serve is handled there by Bauer. Set to the outside to Hallie. She's blocked up front. Carly got a hand on it. Saved by Minden. And set across by Bailey Peterson, who has been a non-factor in this game so far. McKelvey's attack is off the tip, down and good. And we say that because Peterson really was the leader and had the most kills against Gibbon. And now it's 4-4 in game two. So the early lead for Minden is quickly wiped out. And Studi will try and give Kearney Catholic the lead here. Second set of our final match. As the strong serve picked up, Peterson in the middle. Now she'll put one down. Bailey Peterson gets her first kill. And Minden holds on to a 5-4 lead. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web as always at kkpr.com. Thanks to all of you listening out there. And if you ever want to know more about high school sports or any of the teams or any sport, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. As Kearney Catholic can't cleanly pass this serve, and Minden's going to pick up the point on the Allie Rouse serve. It is 6-4. Again, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Grand Island Senior High up 2-0 on Lincoln Southeast in their duel tonight. In other volleyball action, here's Rouse with an ace serve. They have found a spot on the floor that they like, and they are firing at it. 7-4, Minden. After Kearney Catholic won the opening set, Minden looking better here early in game two. Rouse fires it to the other line. Picked up that time by McKelvey. Set to the outside, Sokolowski, soft roll. Handled in the back row by Miller. Tapped across Boudreau. Boudreau gets the kill, her first. And the lead is now 4, 8-4, and Kearney Catholic will call timeout. We're in the second set here of this top five matchup. Kearney Catholic dominated the opening set, but Minden's up 8-4 in game two on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Have you heard the news? The Gibbon American Legion is now serving a full Legion breakfast and lunch menu 7 days a week. Everyone's invited to enjoy the great food at the Legion. You don't need to be a member. And the Gibbon American Legion would like to invite everyone in to watch the Husker games too, with food and drink specials available during the game. Stop in and say happy 90th anniversary. That's right, the Gibbon American Legion is celebrating 90 years this month. Thanks for all your business and support.
Good crowd on hand tonight here at Cope Gymnasium, and out of the Kearney Catholic timeout, Minden will serve it deep and out of bounds. You see that way more than you ever should, no matter the level of the team or the level of the competition. But trying to serve strong out of the timeout, the error made, and Kearney Catholic brings in Allie Prasoski now to serve it away. 8-5 Minden, game two. Stars took the opener, 25-11. Middle attack, Bauer out of bounds, but in the net on Kearney Catholic. Sokolowski getting up for the block gives Minden the point. So it's a 4-point game instead of a 2-point game. And Hallie Bauer back to serve it away again. She's still been pretty consistent in this match, trying to keep her team in the lead, or keep her team in it. Nice block up by Carly Bauer, but it's flicked right back over by McKelvey. Now Carly in the middle, cuts it across. One arm save for Soski, tipped across by Connor. Minden saves, tips it over Peterson, and that's going to be good enough. Bailey Peterson, after we got into a little juggling act on the Kearney Catholic sideline, takes it to a 5-point lead at 10-5. Bauer back to the service line. And fires it back corner to Prasoski. Good pass set to Sokolowski. Miss hit it into the net. 11-5. Minden, after we are tied at 4, has went on a 7-1 run. And the only point for Kearney Catholic was a service error out of that timeout. Short serve picked up by Studi. Back set close to the net. McKelvey blocked by Carly Bauer. Back over to the Stars and swatted across by Studi. Minden trying to move quick. Boudreaux partially blocked that time by Sokolowski, but they can't dig it up and give the point to Peterson. All three of her kills are in this game, and it is 12-5 Minden. A complete 180 from the opener. And Bauer serves again to Studi. Connor gets it up to Sokolowski, who is blocked up there by Peterson. Returned right back over by Sokolowski. Rouse sets outside. Carly Bauer. Dig is made by Mestel. Short set middle. Sokolowski on the quick will hammer it home. Third kill for Haley Sokolowski, and we'll get the ball back into the Kearney Catholic Stars possession with Haley McKelvey. But Minden's got to be very pleased with the turnaround here. They just didn't get anything going in the first set. And now they're up by 6 in game number 2. McKelvey to serve. Now can they keep it over? To Holly Bauer, to Carly. Close to the net, she has to tip it over. Saved by Sokolowski into the back row. Studi and miss hit into the net. Right back over to Minden. And just like the, it's just such an opposite. Kearney Catholic can't get anything going in this game. Minden couldn't get anything going in the first game. And now back into the ball game for the Whippets. Sydney Stadler to the front row and Nicole Stewart to go back and serve it away. 13-6, Minden game 2 after Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-11. And the line drive serve at Prasoski. Here's the set to the 10-foot line, Mestel. Half swing but found the middle and finds the kill. First kill of this game for Michaela Mestel. She'd been stuck there in the back row. And now she's in the front row and Bailey Sokolowski's in the back row to serve it away for the Stars. And Jamie McCann comes back in as a back row defensive specialist. Overpass Minden, and Kearney Catholic didn't take advantage of the free ball, but instead they set it up for Mestel, who makes quick work of it anyway. Back-to-back kills for Mestel. This is one of Kearney Catholic's stronger rotations, so Minden's got to make sure they don't let much of this lead get eaten up here on this rotation for the Stars with Mestel up front. And the serve is across. Down the line to Boudreaux. Rouse sets it to the outside. Carly Bauer. There's no block there, and Bauer hammers it home. Stars didn't expect that, and Carly Bauer makes him pay. Good job by the freshman center, Rouse, to get the ball in the right spot. And Boudreaux now goes back to serve it away. 14-8, Whippets. And Boudreaux takes a little extra time on the serve. Floats it across on the line to Prasoski, left side. Mestel has to set it. Anderson takes a good swing. Dugout back row, Whippets. Short set, middle, tipped across there by Stadler. Good enough. Sydney Stadler with her first kill. 15-8, Minden. And that's their biggest lead. Kearney Catholic's already used a timeout. But if Minden scores again here, you might see him use the second one. Boudreaux with the half step and fires an ace. Kearney Catholic was so far off the back line that they let it go, and a timeout will be called by the Stars. So the number one team in trouble here in the second set. 16-8 Minden, but Kearney Catholic won the opener. We'll be back in a minute.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Doug Gunnett, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, back with you at Cope Gymnasium. Thank you to all of our fine sponsors, to Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the crew here, as this top five matchup is living up to its billing, but it's been lopsided each set. Kearney Catholic dominates the first, and Minden is dominating the second. And out of the timeout, Kearney Catholic will get the ball on a kill from Megan Anderson, her first of this set, but her sixth of the match. 16-9 is the score. Grand Island Senior High leading Lincoln Southeast 2-1 as Southeast has taken the third set, 25-22. Back to action here. The attack, Carly Bauer, down and good. Not a lot of long rallies, and that is seems to be working for Minden. 17-9. First set went to the Stars, 25-11. They jumped out 8-0 and 13-3, and it never got closer than 7 points after that. Minden on the serve. Carly Bauer right down the middle to Studi. Connor sets it up right side. Mestel elevates. The ball goes down, and it is another kill for Michaela Mestel. That'll be her fifth. 17-10. Now Mestel back to the back row to serve. That will put Conley and Anderson in the front row. McKelvey's up there. Serve is across to Bauer. Rouse sets it to the outside. Off the net to Hallie Bauer. Finds the corner. Hallie's finding off the net is working better than trying to get up the net and getting in the middle of those double blocks. And that'll be her fourth kill, first of this game. Kearney Catholic's definitely made some mistakes. 8 kills, 3/8 serves for the Minden Whippets. So several of those points coming on mistakes from the Stars on errors. To the outside, McKelvey off the tip. It's dug out the back row by Chelsea Miller, the server. Now Hallie Bauer again. This time she's wide. She got up to the net, tried to take it around the double block, and ended up hitting it wide. 18-11 and back into the ball game. Bailey Sokolowski. Anderson is out. Morgan Studi back to serve it away for the Stars. Stars trying to get back into game two here. Jump serve just off the back line. And that baby dove a bunch in the last 5 feet, but not quite enough. And back over to Allie Rouse and Minden, 19-11. And Rouse's serve. At Studi, trouble with it, can't handle it, a serve. And Studi, just a freshman herself. But if you're in at the libero position, they want you to handle some of those serves. And right now, Minden has found some spots to serve it out. Rouse takes it to McCann. Set to the outside. Excuse me, to Mestel. It's tipped over by the Stars and down and good by McKelvey. McKelvey with her fifth kill. Kearney Catholic kind of side outing with Minden, but that's not going to help them when they're down by 8 points as Prasoski comes in to serve. Minden 5 points away from forcing a third and decisive set. And the serve by Prasoski out of rotation is called. And that goes as an ace. 20-13, Minden was out of rotation on the defensive side of things. So a 3 point there for Kearney Catholic. And now Prasoski serves again. High, soft floater into the middle. Set to the middle. Bauer wide on the attack. Hallie misses one. Hasn't done that in a while. And another point for Kearney Catholic. They cut it to 6, 20-14. The Stars have used both of their timeouts. Minden coach Ed Rouse does have both of his in case he needs to slow down a Kearney Catholic rally. Both coaches standing. Coach Connor usually on the bench, pretty reserved, but she is paying attention here as Boudreaux is blocked by Sokolowski, sent right back over to the Stars to McKelvey. Through the double block, that was a little late getting there, down and good. McKelvey with the kill. Minden with the timeout. 4 in a row for Kearney Catholic trying to make the comeback. Stars won the opener 25-11, but Minden leads game two 20-15 on Classic Hits.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The most recommended, by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended,
Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 as Boudreaux is going to drop one down here for the Minden Whippets to get the point. Kearney Catholic thought they had picked it up, but they say no, and Boudreaux with her second kill. The serve across by Hallie Bauer to Sokolowski, and in the net called on Minden. So the points exchange, and it's back over to Kearney Catholic, but it's 21-16, game two. Minden with the lead after the Stars won the opener. And back to serve it away is going to be Haley McKelvey for Coach Chris Connor's Stars. McKelvey, line drive down the middle to Miller. Passes off the floor. Going to have to hustle to get it across. They do, but a free ball here for the Stars. Connor to Mestel in the middle. Hit the tape. It crawls over. Carly Bauer got an arm on it. Has to be passed across again. Another chance here for the Stars. Too close to the net. Connor sets it. Sokolowski on the quick slide. Got it. Connor kept out of the net again. And Sokolowski with her fourth kill. And it's a four-point game. 21-17. And checking into the ball game defensively now for Coach Ed Rouse. It's going to be Sarah Ryan. Give Bailey Peterson a breather on the front line. Can't imagine for maybe more than a point here, though. We've seen Ryan come in and serve and play back rows so far. Now McKelvey to serve. Line drive to Hallie Bauer. Rouse sets it to the outside to Carly. Tips it over. Sokolowski got a hand on it, but not enough to keep it alive. And Carly Bauer will get the kill. Again, Kearney Catholic thought they had made the dig, but no is the response from the official. 22-17. Minden. They have not put the point up on the board yet. Forward fighting. 22-17 should be the score. They're checking that out over at the score clock right now, I do believe. A substitution, and now it's up and in. So 22-17, and Nicole Stewart now will come in and serve it away. Stewart fires it over, 3 points away from the third set. Set Sokolowski, drives it through the block in the middle, and Sokolowski will get her fifth kill. 22-18, Anderson back in for the Stars. Keene back in for the Whippets. Back to serve it away, Bailey Sokolowski for Kearney Catholic. They were down by as many as 10 in this game, 9 in this game, at 20-11. Now it's 22-18. And again, we're waiting for the substitutes to get all set. Four back on serve receive for Minden, and Sokolowski short serve into the net. And Kearney Catholic will give Minden the ball, needing 2 points to force the third set. And it's going to be Elena Boudreaux to serve. 23-18 Whippets. After Kearney Catholic dominated game one. Serve is across to Mestel. Stays in the back row. Mestel takes a swing at it off of Keene. And Minden's not going to be able to get it back. Michaela Mestel will get the point out of the back row. And keep Kearney Catholic in it for the moment. You're listening to high school volleyball action at its best on KKPR-FM. Kearney Minden Gibbon and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Shayla Connor to serve for Kearney Catholic. Takes it down the middle. Picked up by Bauer. Set to Carly on the outside. Over the double block. Stars got an arm on it. They have to get it across in the back row. Studi does. Boudreaux to Rouse. Outside Carly Bauer. Her wide shot is a little weak and picked up by the Stars. Mestel off the tip. Knocks Boudreaux down. Dumped over by Rouse. Good save by Connor, and nobody's there to get it after that. Rouse has set it up. Got him the point. Her first kill of the match. And it is game point Minden, 24-19. And so a great point there for the Minden Whippets. And to serve it away now will be Carly Bauer, game point number one. And Bauer serve. Across it comes, pass close to the net. Connor sets, Mestel goes up, tips it across. Carly Bauer with the dig. Hallie Bauer on the tip back and in the net on Kearney Catholic. That's the end of the game. 25-19. Minden wins game two to force a third and decisive set here between the number one and number four teams in Class C1. We'll come back and look at the second set numbers after this on Classic Hits.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. We're going to a third set after Minden wins game two. Let's look at the numbers for Kearney Catholic. Michaela Mestel had 4 kills. Haley McKelvey had 5 kills. Morgan Studi, 2 service points. Bailey Sokolowski, a service point, an ace block, and 3 kills. Megan Anderson, 1 kill. Allie Persosky, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. Kearney Catholic with 13 kills, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve. They may have even played better in game two, but the numbers don't show up on the scoreboard. For Minden, they definitely played better in game two. Allie Rouse, 4 service points. 2 of them were aces. She had 1 kill. Bailey Peterson, 3 kills. Sydney Stadler had a kill. Hallie Bauer, 3 service points, had a kill. Carly Bauer, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 3 kills. And Elena Boudreau, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 kills. 11 kills, no ace blocks, but 4 ace serves for Minden as they claim game 2, 25-19. They jumped out by a score of 12-5, took it to 19-11. Kearney Catholic made a run at them, but could get no closer than 4 points the rest of the way. And Minden wins at 25-19. Kearney Catholic took the opener 25-11. So we'll decide it in game 3, which is next on Classic Hits.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for 1. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kearney Catholic will serve it away to start the third set, and Mestel's serve is going to be deep and out of bounds, so Minden grabs the 1-0 lead and sends Carly Bauer back there to serve it away. Stars will go to Anderson. Anderson's kill is tipped to the back row. Boudreau says she didn't touch it. They say she did. Megan Anderson with the kill, and that'll tie things up at 1 apiece here. 7th kill for Megan Anderson. Haley McKelvey has 7. Mestel 6. Sokolowski 5 for Kearney Catholic. We'll look at Minden in a moment. Studi with the jump serve. It's deep. So 2 service errors by Kearney Catholic to start the third set. For Minden, not a lot of kills. They have 15 compared to the Stars, 26. Hallie and Carly Bauer each have 4. Bailey Peterson has 3. Now Chelsea Miller's in to serve it away. That means Peterson's in the front row. Miller tips the net and across it comes to Studi. Punched over on the second attempt by Sokolowski. Right back over by Rouse. Has to be set over by Connor. Quick one here. 4 Minden to Hallie Bauer. She's partially blocked. The dig is made by the Stars. And back row attack by Mestel. Blocked by Peterson. Free ball. Peterson puts it away. Bailey Peterson with her 4th kill. And Minden goes up by a count of 3-1. And Chelsea Miller is serving away again. Miller looks over for the service area from Coach Ed Rouse. And didn't say in the net, and that's where that one went. So maybe some nerves, maybe some teams, kids trying to overserve, get really aggressive early on, but 5 points are on the board, 3 of those via the service error. And back into serve now is Prasoski for Kearney Catholic. Allie has a couple of aces already tonight. And this one is a short floater to Hallie Bauer. They go middle to Peterson. She's blocked up front by Sokolowski. Blocked again by Sokolowski. And in the net, called on Minden, trying to save it. The ball never did hit the floor. But Sokolowski forced the point that time. And it'll be a point for Kearney Catholic. 3-3, game three, between the number one and four teams in C1. Serve is across to Boudreau. Here's the set Rouse to the outside. It'll be taken across on the angle. Out of bounds. It hit the net and went wide from Bauer. Minden is saying that it was touched, and we're going to get a replay. One official said that it was touched. One said that it wasn't. I think you had the Lions judge maybe saying it was touched, so we'll get a replay here from Prusaski on the serve for the Stars. Boudreau pass off the mark. Rouse runs it down. Hallie Bauer gets a good swing. Dug out there by the Stars to the outside. McKelvey, she finds the back line. Haley McKelvey with her eighth kill. And Kearney Catholic will take the lead at 4-3. So Prusaski to go after it again. The freshman trying to help her team out. Prusaski serve down the middle to Boudreau. Rouse sets to the other end. Hallie Bauer goes up and the ball goes down in a hurry. Fifth kill for Hallie Bauer, and we are tied at 4. You can just tell when you get a couple of steps at it, when you know you're going to get a good set, and it's 4-4. Hammer time for the Whippets, and number 4, Allie Rouse, goes back to serve it away. And Rouse has served fairly deep. Studi can't handle it. It's going to be an ace serve, the third service ace here for Rouse in the match. Minden up 5-4. And Rouse with that running serve lets it fly again. Gets it to Studi, pass to Connor, gets it up to Sokolowski. A little off balance, but Bailey adjusts and puts it down for her sixth kill. 5-5, and it'll be McKelvey to go back and serve it away here for Minden. Don't forget at the end of this match, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, coaches, interviews, and more. So stay with us here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. Serve is across, and Minden will set it to the right side. Bauer off the block, she'll get the kill. Hallie Bauer took it off that double team and right back over to the Whippets. Minden 6, Kearney Catholic 5 in the third set. Hallie Bauer to serve it away. Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-11. Minden won the second set 25-19. Jamie McCann comes in defensively in the back row for the Stars. Served to Prusaski, overpass, free ball. Peterson tried to put it away. The Stars did. Good play by McCann. Back over to Bauer. Carly tips it over. Couple of punches to save it and returned over by Studi, who finds the corner. Minden thought they had the point, and Studi got it over their head. First kill for Morgan. You don't get many of those out of the libero position, but boy, Minden sure looked like they were going to win that one, and it didn't happen. 6-6. Sokolowski serves for the Stars. At Chelsea Miller, set to the right side. Boudreau off the tip, gets the kill. Elena Boudreau with her third kill, and back and forth we go. Into the ball game for the Whippets, Sydney Stadler. Way different than the first two sets where Kearney Catholic jumped out 8-0 in the first set. Minden jumped out 12-5 in the second set. Now it's 7-6 Minden, and into serve is Nicole Stewart. Clipped the net, went across to Studi. Connor sets outside for Anderson. Good look and termination. Megan Anderson, and a good set there by Shayla Connor. She went the width of the floor there to find Megan Anderson, and it is 7-7. Connor back to serve. Keane back in for Minden. And Conley back in for Kearney Catholic. 7-7 in the third and decisive game. And Shayla Connor floats it across. Set up there by Rouse to Boudreau. Good look, but she's out of bounds. Deep on that one. Kearney Catholic regains the lead 8-7. Connor saw a lot more playing time in her freshman year than they had anticipated after the setter Kayla James was hurt early in the year. And Shayla had to come in as a true freshman and do the setting. And now she is the setter this sophomore year after James' graduation, and this serve will go into the net. 8-8, third service error of the game for Kearney Catholic, and Boudreau to serve it up here for the Whippets, a third of the way through the final set. Boudreau takes it across to McCann. It's at the net, overpass, and they're going to call the Stars for crossing the center line. Connor stepped under the net, but it was either that or watch it go into the net. It didn't matter. And Minden now up 9-8. Boudreau on the serve. Takes a little extra time. Fires a strong one, too strong, out of bounds. And that'll be the second service error of the game for Minden, 9-9. Should be the score. They have it wrong on the scoreboard here. As Mestel takes the line drive across, picked up there by the Whippets, and they cannot return it over. And Kearney Catholic leads it 10-9. And now they're going to check the score. The score is incorrect on the scoreboard, although the official didn't notice it. Now they switch it, and Mestel will fire it back across. Minden to the outside. Carly Bauer hammers it home. And the Whippets will have it on their side, 10-10. Nobody has led by more than a point in this game, I guess, as we go back and look. So close throughout. Serve of the cross. Stars have it. Sets off the mark. Anderson has to adjust, and she's able to find it. Everybody was going with the set. And then when Anderson had to adjust, she had the Whippets leaning the wrong way, and Megan with her third kill of the game and her ninth of the match. 11-10, Kearney Catholic, and Morgan Studi to serve it away. Studi with the jump serve, very high toss, fires it across, this one's in. Picked up by Bauer, short set middle, tipped across by Statler. Sydney gets her second kill. 11-11, nobody getting on a run right now. Into the ball game is Peterson to the front row for Minden, and Chelsea Miller to the back row to serve. Whippets all knotted up at 11. Neither team has had to use a timeout yet because it's been so close. Serve to Studi. Connor to the outside. Sokolowski standing spike across. Carly Bauer has it. Rouse to Halley on the outside. Blocked up front by Sokolowski. Minden will try again. Halley tips it over the double block. Picked up by McKelvey. Connor sets back row. Mestel got a good swing. And it's still saved by the Whippets. Halley Bauer on the attack. Studi with the dig. Got a good rally going here. Here's McKelvey with the termination as they go to the far wing. McKelvey with kill number 9. Equaling Anderson for the team high. 12-11, Kearney Catholic. Allie Prasoski checks in. Again, 25-11, Kearney Catholic won the first set. 25-19, Minden won the second. Prasoski with the serve. Deep middle, but in. Boudreaux has it. Slide Peterson drives it home off the block. Bailey Peterson with her fifth kill. 12-12. In the old scoring system, it'd be about 1-1 right now. Nobody's scoring on their serve. Back over to Minden, and it'll be Rouse to serve. Allie floats it in the middle to Studi. Set, middle, tipped by McKelvey. Save Peterson, ball above the net. Three ball put away by the Stars. Haley McKelvey with her 10th kill. Minden, a small misplay there. Instead of hammering it away, they tried to play the point, and they left it above the net. And now McKelvey to serve it away. 13-12, halfway home, game 3. Rouse set, right side, Halley Bauer. And in the net, Kearney Catholic. They've been called in the net 3 or 4 times in this match. 13-all, number 13, Jamie McCann comes in for the Stars. McKelvey is out. Halley Bauer to serve it away for Minden. You're listening to high school volleyball top 5 action in C1 on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com as the Stars let the serve go, and it hits the back tape. Ace serve Minden, and the Whippets regain the lead on Halle Bauer's first ace serve of the match. 14-13. Crowd getting more into it as the serve is across to Studi. Connor, good set. It's a quick Sokolowski up, fall down. We're tied again. Good quick to Sokolowski in the middle. Her 7th kill. Now Bailey back to serve. Anderson rotates back into the front row now for the Stars. They're moving quickly here at Cope Gymnasium. Right side, Boudreaux rolls it over. Played close to the net by McCann. Picked out by Connor. The attack is into the net by Mestel. 4 hits called. Minden point. And back into the ball game will be Sydney Stadler to the front row and Nicole Stewart to serve. 15-14, Minden. Number 4, Minden. Hasn't found a way to beat Kearney Catholic in a long, long time, and they're trying to do it here, and it didn't look good early. They were whitewashed in the first set. Serve hits the tape and it spins but will not crawl over. Service there that time for the Whippets. And Stewart will check out and Anisha Keene will check in. Here comes Conley back into the front row for the Stars. Shayla Connor to serve. 15-15 in a set that no one has led by more than 2 points. Minden was up 3-1 early. And that's the last time anybody led by more than one. Back row attack, Carly Bauer takes it over. Stars just got a hand on it. Standing spike across by Megan Anderson. Mid in trouble. Ooh, they ran into each other, but they pass it across, but they're out of system. Here's the set outside. Mestel, oh, she's late getting there. They say it was tipped by Minden. Pretty close. Now Minden drives it over. The point's still alive. Stars get it to Mestel. Another swing, but the hot pass was so high, she mistimed her jump. And into the net it goes. And Minden holds on, 16-15. In other volleyball action tonight, Grand Island Senior High has defeated Lincoln Southeast 3-1 in Class A. Elena Boudreau now has served for Minden. 16-15, neither team's used a timeout. As we said, nobody's led by more than two. The serve by Boudreau in the middle to Studi. Good pass to Connor to the outside. Anderson over the single block, but deep. Rouse was the only player there, and Anderson sent it way over her attempted block, and now a timeout has been called. Timeout on the floor, third and decisive set. Minden 17, Kearney Catholic 15. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's the recommended time when your oil should be changed. Take your vehicle to the professionals at Killian Motors. Check the oil, check the filters, check the fluids. Killian Motors will do everything needed to make sure your car is ready to go, including factory replacement parts. For service after the sale, see Killian Motors, where people have come back time after time since 1979. Nathan Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And we're ready to play some volleyball. Kearney Catholic a little late breaking the huddle here. At the serve is Elena Boudreau. And it is 17-15. Minden with the lead. The first two-point lead by either team since it was 3-1. Here in the third set, Boudreau to serve out of the timeout. Line drive to Studi. Picked up by Connor. Sets right side. Mestel, she'll put it away. Michaela Mestel with her seventh kill. And it's 17-16, Minden. McKelvey back into the front row. Stars look like they want to try and isolate a couple of their hitters here. But it all depends whether they can get the set to them, get the pass to the setter. Mestel on the serve. Across to Carly Bauer in the middle to Stadler. Partially blocked Anderson. It's on the star side and punched over by Studi, and it finds the back line. Studi just hit the back tape. That's the second time Morgan has bailed the Stars out here, and we're tied again at 17. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up at the conclusion of this match. This third set is what we thought it would be like all night long. Jump serve across to Boudreau. Set outside to Carly Bowers. He blocked up front by Anderson. Free ball above the net. McKelvey swing. Blocked by Stadler and set across to the Stars. Here's Connor to the middle. Anderson. She's blocked. Into the block. It's dug out again by Stadler. Good rally for Stadler. Stars go Anderson again. Hit it deep. Point Minden. Stadler was the player of that point. Sydney with three blocks at the net. None of them were ace blocks, but enough to keep the point going. And now Carly Bauer to serve, and that brings Hallie Bauer back into the front row. 18-17 Minden in the final set. The serve, line shot. Mestel didn't handle it very well, and she'll have to end up setting it back across. Here's Rouse to the outside. Bauer a little wide, not much on that one. Stars get a break to the outside. McKelvey, she's blocked, and it's good. Ace blocked up front by Rouse. Rouse teaming up with Sydney Stadler. And it is 19-17 Minden. Bauer on the serve. Carly swats it deep and out of bounds. She was going for that back middle, which was wide open. Stars didn't have anybody there. But she sent it deep, and Bailey Sokolowski and Morgan Studi with a jump serve to try and tie it up here deep into game three. Studi's jump serve is a good one. Backing up Carly Bauer. Great pass to Rouse. Dumps it across. Connor's ready. Conley puts it away. Connor was so ready that she was able to get it up, and Conley said, I'm going to go quick for just her second kill. 19-19. Studi to serve. Minden has two timeouts remaining. Kearney Catholic one. Studi with a jump serve. This time it's wide, or is it in? It looks like it's in. It went right at the linesperson who had to protect her face, and the ball's in, and a timeout will be called here by Minden. So an ace serve by Morgan Studi, and Kearney Catholic has regained the lead. 20-19 over Minden here in the third set. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Kearney Catholic has their first lead since 13-12 here in this set. It's now 20-19. On the serve is Morgan Studi, who got the ace. Each team with one timeout remaining. Both teams swept Gibbon tonight. And in the first game, Kearney Catholic crushed Minden 25-11. Then Minden thumped the Stars and held on 25-19. Now it's 20-19, Kearney Catholic. Studi's shot serve is an ace. Back-to-back ace serves from the freshman, Morgan Studi. After it looked like Minden had found their rhythm, and Coach Ed Rouse going to try and break that rhythm by bringing Sarah Ryan in. Doesn't want to burn a timeout yet, but Minden needs the ball back right here. 21-19, the Stars with four in a row. Studi trying to make it five after back-to-back aces. This one is going to be passed up into the ceiling. It didn't hit anything, and they'll be able to pass this back across. But a free ball here for the Stars. Connor sets, slides, Sokolowski, termination. And number one, Kearney Catholic is 3 points away from the win. Number eight for Sokolowski, and the final timeout will be used right here by Minden coach Ed Rouse. We'll take a timeout. Be back with the conclusion. It's 22-19 Kearney Catholic here on Classic Hits.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the breaks, downtown Kearney.
Now Minden must find a way to put a rally on of their own. After the Stars have scored five in a row, they lead it 22-19 and still have the serve with freshman Morgan Studi. And her jump serve is across, handled there by Hallie Bauer. Set back to Hallie. Her attack through the block and good. So Bauer able to handle that one, get it to Rouse, who sent it right back to her. And a point for Minden, 22-20, Kearney Catholic. Back into the front row, Bailey Peterson. And back to serve, Chelsea Miller for the Whippets. They need a point or two right here. And the serve is deep middle, picked up by Studi. Over to Connor, buff set, gets it up there for Conley, drives it over to Carly Bauer. Rouse sets it up for Hallie. Hallie is blocked at the net, back over to Minden. Rouse sets to Hallie again, off the back foot. Studi makes the dig, but not good enough. It's into the crowd, point Minden. Four kills in this game, eight of the match for Hallie Bauer. 22-21, and Coach Chris Connor says, let's just use it right here. So Kearney Catholic calls the timeout. Both teams are now out of timeouts in the third set. Minden serving, but Kearney Catholic leading 22-21.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Again, be sure to thank the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you exciting high school sports. And when the teams are ranked in the top five or outstanding teams, it makes it even better. Third and final set, Kearney Catholic 22, Minden 21. Minden with the serve, Chelsea Miller to try and tie it. Both teams have used their timeouts. The serve across to Studi. Overpass, free ball at the net. Kearney Catholic in the net. We're tied at 22. Ace serve by Miller. Now, Kearney Catholic scored five in a row. Minden's got three in a row and the ball. The senior Miller, who will have the lead after this point. We're tied at 22. Set to the outside, McKelvey. She's deep, point Minden. Four in a row for the Whippets, 23-22. Minden answers right back. Chelsea Miller to serve to try and get us to match point. The number one Stars need it right at Studi. Here's the set. Back row attack by Messel. Half swing. Stays in the back row for Minden. Rouse runs it down. They're going to have trouble passing it over, but they do. Free ball for the Stars. Close to the net. Slide down and good by Sokolowski. And again, Connor does an outstanding job of staying out of the net, and we are tied at 23. Into the ball game to serve. What a pressure spot here for the freshman, Allie Prusoski. Four deep for Minden on serve receive. It'll be match point for somebody after this. Serve is safely down the middle. Rouse with the set to the outside to the money gal, Hallie Bauer. Bauer puts it away. Match point, Minden. That seemed too simple for Minden. And the number one team is on the ropes here. 24-23. Allie Rouse to serve it away for Minden. Match point here for the Whippets. And the coach's daughter serves it away. Picked up there by Prusoski. Stays in the back row. Maybe some nerves. Has to be bumped across. Free ball for Minden. Rouse with the set. Outside Hallie Bauer. And it's picked up by the Stars off the block. Set to the outside. McKelvey tips it over. Rouse picks it up. Set Peterson. She's blocked and we play on. Sokolowski was there. And again, Rouse had to make the dig so she couldn't set it up. And that tied it at 24. Kearney Catholic will have McKelvey to serve it away. 24 all, third and final set. McKelvey serve right down the middle to Carly Bauer. Here's the set to the middle. Hallie around the single block down and good. Match point number two for Minden. The 10th kill for Bauer. Six of them here in this final set. Back in defensively, McCann for the Stars. Now it's up to Hallie Bauer to finish it from the service line. 25-24 Minden. Match point number two and Bauer serve. Fairly deep. Prusoski has it. Connor sets middle. Mestel up. Ball down. We play on. The eighth kill for Mestel, but only the second of this game. 25-25. Bailey Sokolowski to serve. Win number 402. Not coming easy for Coach Chris Connor. Sokolowski served to Miller. Rouse sets. Outside Carly Bauer. Partially blocked down to the floor on the Stars side. Point Minden. Nobody behind the block to pick it up. Sixth kill for Carly Bauer. Match point number three for the Whippets. And into the front row, Sydney Stadler. And back to serve, Nicole Stewart. 26-25. Minden for the third time. A chance to upset number one. Stewart takes a little extra time and serves it away to Mestel. Connor has to dump it over and it's good. We play on again. Shayla Connor knew the proper thing to do. 26 all. And Conley returns to the lineup for Kearney Catholic. Keane to the lineup for Minden. Shayla Connor to serve for the Stars. 26-26. Final set. Connor's serve. Strong into the back corner to Boudreau. They have to run it down from the back row. Carly Bauer's attack dug out by McCann. Connor sets it up for Mestel on the outside. Hits the net off the back row and good. And Kearney Catholic now will serve for the match. The Stars have fought off four match points and they get there first. Shayla Connor to serve. Now can Minden fight it off and get it back? Connor's serve to Boudreau. Good pass to Rouse. Set middle. It's blocked by Anderson. Dug out and passed back over. Kearney Catholic has it. On match point to Mestel. It's down and good. And the Stars have rallied for the win. 28-26 in the final set. Off back-to-back kills from Michaela Mestel. What a match. 25-11. 25-19. And 28-26, Minden winning the middle, so 25-11, 19-25, 28-26. The Stars had to overcome three match points to stay number one. and stay undefeated at 3-0. Minden has now lost to the number 1 and 2 teams in the class, and they have their chance here tonight. They will be disappointed, but again, the big thing is these teams in the same sub-district, in the same district, 6 of the top 10 teams in C1 are in the same district, 3 in each sub-district. They need to know that they can compete with each other, and when the postseason gets here, that any of those teams can win. And after watching tonight, you have to believe that. Minden got off to such a slow start tonight. They were down 8-0 and 13-3 in the first game. And after getting blasted 25-11, found a way to get back and have 3 match points, but couldn't quite close the deal. We'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this on Classic Hits.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Well, the crowd is starting to simmer down and file out right now, but this match just kept getting better as the evening progressed, and we welcome you to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today, and they'll take care of you for all the games that you play, whether it's volleyball, football, softball, whatever it is. Maybe you just want to look good while you're in the stands, maybe feel warm. Pick up a Stars or a Bearcat or a Husker or a Loper sweatshirt, hat. They've got them there for you at Misco Sports. Kearney Catholic wins it over Minden 25-11, 19-25, 28-26. We hope to have a chance to chat with both of the coaches and bring you the final stats. We'll do it after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's run down the numbers in the third and final set here, and we will start with the Minden Whippets. Allie Rouse had an ace serve and an ace block. Chelsea Miller had 4 service points. One of them was an ace. Bailey Peterson had 2 kills. Sydney Stadler had 1 kill. Hallie Bauer had an ace serve, and she had 6 kills in that game. Carly Bauer, a service point, 2 kills. Elena Boudreau, 2 service points, 1 kill. I had Minden for 12 kills, 1 ace block, and 3 ace serves. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, Michaela Mestel had 2 service points. She had 4 kills, including the final 2. Haley McKelvey had 3 kills in the set. Morgan Studi had 4 service points. 2 of them were aces, 2 kills. Shayla Connor had 3 service points, 1 kill. Bailey Sokolowski had ace block, 4 kills. Ellie Connolly, 1 kill. And Megan Anderson had 3 kills. Allie Prasoski had 2 service points in the match. I had Kearney Catholic with 18 kills, 1 ace block, and 2 ace serves, so they definitely earned game number 3, but Minden was right there with them the entire time. They win it 28-26, having to fight off 3 match points to do it and win it in 3 sets. And Coach Chris Connor has joined us here, and Coach, number 402 didn't come very easy tonight. what a match. And for a while there, it looked like you were going to blow Minden out of the water. And then they really turned the tide on you and had three chances to beat you on your home court, something that I don't know that they've ever done. And I know it's gut-wrenching for them, but I think every time we see the top teams in C1 have to play each other, we know what we're waiting for at the end of the year. It's all really competitive. And great match tonight. Your husband needs to keep these kids. He does this intentionally. Doug Connor does this intentionally.
He likes to try to throw a wrench into things.
Can I have that?
Oh, no.
I want it.
Yeah, it was a great match. It always is when we play Minden. They've got a very quality team. And, you know, that first set we came out, I'm like, wow, this will be all right. You know, we were playing consistent. We were serving very well. Michaela Muffel came out, and I don't know, she had 8 or 9. Right off the bat, and just, you know, when you can get off on a good roll like that, and then, you know, we start the second and third sets, and we miss our first and second serves, so, you know, it's tough to come back, and we got to jump out of the gate sooner.
But you started off really well tonight, too. You came out, and it looked like the kids were ready to play, had a lot of intensity.
They did. I think, you know, they're always fired up to play, and, you know, when we first started, everything was just kind of in sync, and like I said, we were serving pretty aggressively, and Minden wasn't able to really attack much at us, and I think, you know, that just allows you to get into offense pretty quickly.
Balance. You're going to have balance. You had balance. Minden had balance. It took him a while to get it going, but you had balance up and down the line, but it did seem Michaela still has that extra spark. Bailey had a couple of really nice blocks up there at the net to kind of keep some points going, and you saw the freshman, Morgan, you saw Allie a couple of times. You could tell maybe some nerves were in there. Maybe the serve receive from the younger kids wasn't as solid as it needed to be, but
yeah,
that's all part of the growing process.
Definitely. I mean, half our team at times is underclassmen, freshmen, sophomores, and so, you know, I know that we've got a lot of work yet to do on serve receive, and I think communication's a big thing. You know, those kids are, you know, they don't want to get too vocal yet. They're still learning, and I think I was really proud, though, of the way that at the end, you know, they could have very easily cracked or folded. That's a lot of pressure for those kids, and they stepped right up to the plate.
Well, both coaches have their daughters in there doing setting, and both of them had a pretty good night tonight, I thought, on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, they're around the game forever. They learn it, they hear it, and, you know, they know pretty much how to run the system. Not totally, though. There were a few things that they would have changed, but they're never always right. But, you know, they just have a passion for the game.
Thursday, Adams Central, and then the tournament keeps getting better and better, and you've got at least 4 state-rated teams that are coming in. Saturday, yourself and 3 others with St. Cecilia and Concordia and Ord. That's going to be a heck of a test again on Saturday. Talk a little bit about the tournament.
Yeah, I'm excited. Things start rolling at 10 o'clock, and there will be matches all the way till about 4, and so there should be some good competition. I'm sure you'll be here covering Ord, right?
Well, of course. We expect to see you two in the final.
Well, that'd be great. I hope so. You know, you always want to see the conference do well, and so it'll be a good day of volleyball on Saturday.
Coach, we'll let you get out of here because I guess we got to go back to work again tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks, Chris. Congratulations. Chris Connor, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, win a tight one tonight. We'll tell you more about it and give you the final stats right after this.
People you know.
Community people.
People you know.
Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor, designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction, specializing in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Rick and Tim to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's take a look at the final stats. First of all, for the Minden Whippets, I had Allie Rouse with 5 service points. 3 of those were aces. She had 1 kill from her setter position and also had 1 ace block. For Chelsea Miller, she had 5 service points. 2 of those were aces in the match. Later on down the line, Bailey Peterson had 5 kills. Sydney Stadler tonight had 2 kills. Hallie Bauer had a total of 6 service points. 1 was an ace. She led the team with 10 kills. Carly Bauer, 6 service points. 2 of them were aces, 6 kills. And Elena Boudreau, 4 service points. 1 was an ace and 3 kills in the match. I had Minden with 27 kills, 1 ace block, and 9 ace serves. Minden will fall to 4-2. And up next for the Minden Whippets, they will be playing at Cozad in the Southwest Conference Tournament coming up this Saturday. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel led them at the service line tonight with 12 points. 4 of them were aces, and those were all back in the first set. Also tonight for Kearney Catholic, Haley McKelvey, 2 service points. She had 10 kills. Mestel had 10 kills. That tied for the team high. Morgan Studi, 8 service points, 3 of them aces, 2 kills. Shayla Connor, 5 service points, 2 kills. Bailey Sokolowski, 2 service points, 2 ace blocks. She had 9 kills. Ellie Conley, 2 kills. Megan Anderson, 9 kills. Allie Prasoski, 5 service points, and 2 of those were aces. Kearney Catholic managed 44 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 9 ace serves. And as you look at that, the numbers say Kearney Catholic wins big tonight, but most of that comes out of that first set. 17 more kills. Both teams had 9 ace serves and 1 difference in the ace blocks tonight. A lot of blocks, just not many of them were ace blocks tonight. Kearney Catholic improves to 3-0 with a 25-11, 19-25, 28-26 win over the Minden Whippets. They'll go to 3-0 and host Adams Central Thursday, then have their Kearney Catholic Invitational 8-team tournament here on Saturday. They will open with Sutton here at Cope Gymnasium at 11:15. And Coach Ed Rouse of the Minden Whippets joins us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Ed, I know every time that these two teams get together, Kearney Catholic seems to find some way, it's like Oklahoma Sooner magic, to win these games. And I know it's got to be frustrating that the girls were 1 point away tonight. But the way things started, my goodness, they turned it around and got themselves into this match. A, let's start with, were there nerves? What would you assess happened at the very beginning of the first set that just didn't get them going right away?
I don't know. I guess it could have probably been nerves. I don't want to necessarily lay blame of, and the Green wanted a piece of us, and we didn't want a piece of them, and we started running and hiding, and that was really embarrassing. I mean, I was embarrassed when that first set got over, well, after about 5 points of the first set, and it never went away in the first set. So, you know, I give a lot of credit, first of all, to Kearney Catholic for coming out hot. Messel was really hot their serve. I'm glad I wasn't having to pass it. But our kids, you know, then credit to our kids for digging in and deciding the night didn't have to be over early. And so, you know, you're right. I'm sick of losing to these guys. Our kids work hard. I'm tired of it, you know. It doesn't hurt that they have a lot of big kids. We just can't match up that way with them, and they always seem to have those kids. I wish some of those kids would go to Kearney High and help them out a little bit. They could use a little help. But anyway, so that's kind of frustrating. But, you know, we had our chances. Nothing against our – we had 3 chances, I believe, on game point, didn't we?
Yeah, 3 match points.
We had 3 chances.
Right, yeah.
If you don't capitalize on that, you leave the door open, and that's exactly what we did. And against a good team that has the firepower they do, if you don't do something special and get them off the net, then you watch out, because they got about 2 to 3 options all the time up front that if you guess wrong, the ball's probably going down short.
What happened to get things changed in the second set? You can say a little bit of 1-2, but there had to be some kind of change out there, because it looked like you served, to me, it looked like you started serving stronger to some of the younger kids on Kearney Catholic, and it worked out. I don't know if that was the only thing that changed, but what did you see that changed in the second set that got you an 8-9 point lead at one point?
Well, I think executing, for one thing, on the little bit that we talked about, we did a very poor job in the first set. We couldn't even take care of ourselves, let alone put the ball where we wanted it or keep track of where the other hitters were, because it was like we didn't have control of our own side. And the girls, we had got a nice start, first of all, and I think that gave us a little breathing room and allowed us to relax a little bit. And hey, the girls want to beat them every bit as bad as I do. I mean, it's me talking frustrated. They are too, and they want it just as bad as I do. They're the ones out there whose names are getting in the paper for winning and losing. They want to win. And so, you know, I think that was part of it. They wanted to go, and they know they're better than that. They should have been a little ashamed of the way that first set went, but they answered and give themselves a chance to win the match.
It looked like the money player again is going to be Hallie Bauer. She had her best set of the night in that third set, getting 6 of her 10 kills there, and the team kind of knew that that's where the ball needed to go, and she was able to keep you guys up 1 point down the stretch there until she rotated back to serve.
There was a long run all the way through. I thought about 13 to 15, where it was one team was ahead one, then the other, and they got ahead by two, I think, once, and we got ahead 17-15 in a timeout for KC, and it was really tight. It was honestly fun. I can't say that the third set was pretty volleyball. I mean, it was a little bit sloppy on both sides. We did some uncharacteristic things, I think, on both sides, what I've seen, but we sure battled, and maybe part of that's early volleyball. But, so, you know, it's kind of frustrating. It'd sure be nice to get a win against these guys, no matter what they're ranked. I really don't care what they're ranked as much as just that they're a team on our schedule that, you know, we'd sure like to beat and be the best team in the area. And goes through them right now.
Well, there's going to be a lot of teams in this area. We keep talking about the postseason and the incredible districts. That's going to be the overlying theme this whole time. Well, you've already got a crack, as you always do at this time of the year, of two of the top teams, and you've been close in both. I guess I mentioned in the postgame when the match wrapped up that I think already we know that the three teams and yourself, Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic, it's throw them in a hat right now. Somebody plays their best game at the end of the season. We're so far away from that that we're going to see all these teams, I would assume, improve.
Yeah, it just always, you know, we want to win them all, but it just really stinks when, you know, your game in your sub is going to end up being a team that's first or second in the state, and then, you know, because of wild card, you stay at home, and that, we want to be a state. I mean, for the last 3 years, I think we've been a top eight team. I'd say last year we were a top four or five team, and so we sure want to be there. Man, the kids have taken steps and worked hard, and that's what they really want. And so tonight we're that close, and that's kind of the frustrating part. We didn't convince any of these guys are really good guys. So, you know, we came in planning to win tonight and wanting to, and it didn't show in the first set, but I think the kids started to believe and probably built some confidence, you know, I'd guess. But either way, when it ends in a loss, it's not fun.
Well, you got some good kids again, and first chance for me to see your daughter play in the varsity role, and I thought she did really good out there. I mentioned it with Chris. I'll tell you what, both girls, and she says, yeah, they've been around it since the day they could pick up a volleyball, and they're showing their skills out there right now. Even when the passes might not have been on, both setters did a pretty darn good job tonight for as big a match as this was.
Sure. Yeah, there's some good young kids. You know, you look at both Connor and Studi, both on their team, that they didn't make many errors tonight. They're great players, but just like Chris said, they played for a long time, and they know each other pretty well, and I'm sure Allie wanted to win that one to get that win, but, you know, I guess we get ready for the next one at conference on Saturday and get to see Ogallala and play them, so just got to be short memory and get on to the next one.
Well, Coach, I know there's a ton of wins out there for you. We can't wait to see you again soon, and keep improving. Thanks for the time, Eddie.
You bet. Thank you, Doug.
Ed Rouse, head coach of the Minden Whippets, will be back and put a bow on this one on the first Tuesday night of the volleyball season after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Protein Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteindesign.com.
Well, we're all finished up here at Cope Gymnasium. We want to thank all the fine sponsors, the coaches as always, Rick Petrie, the athletic director at Kearney Catholic. More volleyball coming up in the next week, but we've got the NFL starting Thursday, the Packers and the Saints on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Then Friday night football, Kearney Catholic hosting North Platte St. Pat's on ESPN, Kearney High hosting Grand Island here on Classic Hits. And again, for our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. If you need a comfortable pair of shoes, a gym bag, hey, never too early to shop for Christmas either, folks. Get it done. Misco Sports open Monday through Saturday and Thursday nights till 8. Again tonight, Kearney Catholic beat Gibbon 25-7, 25-16. Minden beat Gibbon 25-11, 25-13. And Kearney Catholic holds off Minden 25-11, 19-25, 28-26. From Cope Gymnasium, this is Doug Dittus saying good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.